堂听 class.com。
Bevan's Britain.
A nation of doctors and nurses. My wife, Dawn, had a bit of bad luck the other day. On her way to work in the morning, she was knocked off her bike by a car. Fortunately, she wasn't hurt badly. She just had a very large bruise and a very sore shoulder.Thank God for cycle helmets, and for the fact that no one was coming from the other direction. Fortunately, too, plenty of people were around to help. A woman who lived nearby saw the accident from her bedroom window and came running downstairs in her dressing gown. It turned out that she was a nurse. A man who was driving behind in his car stopped to call an ambulance. He was on his way to work.And it turned out that he was a doctor. This is really not surprising. Britain's National Health Service is enormous. The NHS is the biggest employer in Europe. Its workforce is so large that 9 out of 10 people on the roads in the morning are healthcare professionals on their way to work. According to an old cliche, when someone's taken ill in a theater, the actors call out,Is there a doctor in the house? Silly question. Of course there is. 9 out of 10 people in the stalls are doctors. 9 out of 10 people in the balcony are nurses. The seats there are cheaper. And just because the people in the boxes never get up to help, doesn't mean that they don't work for the health service. They're the surgeons. They have the most expensive seats of all.They didn't take my wife to hospital, luckily. British hospitals are dangerous places. Some are excellent, like the one where Dawn works. Did I mention that she works for the NHS? Others are awful places. So dirty that you have twice the number of diseases you came with when you leave, if you leave. Some hospitals have terrible problems with medicine-resistant bacteria called superbugs.Don't stay in hospital longer than you have to, or the superbugs will get you. Alternatives to hospitals do exist these days. Dawn was treated in an emergency response car. This is like an ambulance, but it's a car, a racing car. It's painted bright green or yellow, so that it can be used for Formula One when it's not needed for patients. If Lewis Hamilton worked for the NHS,He would have lots of practice and would easily have won the world championship in 2007. Another alternative is an NHS walk-in center. This is a great idea. It's like a clinic and you just walk in. Well, nearly. You can't ride in because someone in a car has just knocked you off your bike. In a walk-in center, you get immediate help from a nurse, not from a doctor.They are now so well paid that they spend all their time at the theater. It's true that some patients can't actually walk into a walk-in center. Some have to limp in, or hobble in, or crawl in. But the scheme has been very successful. You could probably even have a drive-through NHS, a sort of McNHS, where the nurse gives you paracetamol and asks you, "Would you like fries with that?" My wife had excellent treatment, and she has now recovered from her accident. There's just one problem. When the doctor rang for the ambulance, he said that an elderly lady had been knocked off her bike. A loud protest was heard from the middle of the road. Elderly? Well, really, she still hasn't got over the shock.